The Columbia Shuswap Regional District has awarded construction of more than 1,000 meters of rail trail to the Splachine Development Corporation, SDC. CSRD directors unanimously approved a direct award agreement with SDC and Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP. Splachine for the supply and installation of 1,040 lineal meters of the Shuswap North Okanagan Rail Trail for a lump sum price of $643,631.99 plus tax. In her report to the board, Community Services Manager Fiona Barton explained the direct award approach was taken for this Lansdowne to Armstrong Trail section because Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP. Splachine is already working on the rail trail project, is familiar with the scope of work based on prior project experience and can readily remobilize in the southern section of the project. In December 2023, Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP. Splachine was approved for construction of 3 kilometers of rail trail between Sikkimis and Mara. The board further approved an updated direct award of project construction to Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP. Splachine in March for the Sikkimis to Mara 1.5 to 4.5 kilometers trail marker section. The 0.5 to 1.5 kilometers trail marker was removed, and an additional 1 kilometer of trail added to the south end of the scope of work. The 0.5 to 1.5 kilometers trail marker was removed as the lands fell within the District of Sikkimis jurisdiction and were not zoned to permit construction of parkland improvements. This necessitated revisions to the design drawings for the project and an increase in associated material quantities. In May, a special voting regulation allowed the board to vote on a direct award agreement with Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP, Splachine. The board resolution authorized the addition of the Sikkimis to Mara section back into the project, as the rezoning process through the District of Sikkimis was completed to permit construction of parkland improvements. This direct award approach was also taken for this Lansdowne to Armstrong Trail section because the scope of work can be completed in advance of the BC Active Transportation Infrastructure, BCATI, grant deadline of September 30, 2024. As well, Barton said the need for an additional archaeological investigation and timing around the permitting process is avoided, as the scope can be added to a current permit. The direct award is conditional on receiving unconditional approval from the Agricultural Land Commission, ALC, to proceed via a phased construction approach for the Lansdowne Road to Armstrong portion of the project. Additionally, the following tasks have been undertaken in conjunction with this request. A notice of intent to award a contract has been posted with BC Bid to advise of the CSRD's intent to award a contract to Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP, Splachine. As well, letters will be sent to adjacent residents of the project to advise them of the project and the anticipated construction schedule. Board Chair Kevin Flynn told directors that project has been delayed by the ALC and reminded directors of the deadline for completion of the work. "I very much implore the board to support this so that stretch can be completed," he said. The board responded by voting unanimously in favor of the direct award agreement and of empowering Derek Sutherland, Community and Protective Services General Manager, to approve all payments, commitments, and change orders to Yukumanluku, caretaker of the land, LLP, within the approved grant funding and budget for the project.